Josh from New Mexico. Hey.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you, man? Thanks for holding, man.
Pretty good. How are you doing, Patrice?
I'm not bad. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, this is a situation, man. I got this girl pregnant, found out 2 days ago. We've been dating for about 2 years. She's pushing me to get married.
Okay, go ahead. So your thing is you don't want to get married to her?
I'm not ready for marriage, man.
Don't. Don't.
Don't.
Yeah.
It's very simple. And here's, let's roll this goes systematically, right? About what the drawbacks would be to saying yes, and then the drawback to saying no. Both drawbacks have the equation, what do you call it? The common denominator is her. See, if you think of something good reason to marry her, it's on her. The bad reasons, if you anything you do, it's gonna be to her
advantage,
like her advantage. But like, say you don't, your reason for not would be because she's upset. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meaning, like, if you go, I'm not gonna fucking marry you, right? Only reason that you would think about marrying her is because she's upset.
And because she wants that.
Right?
You don't want to deal with her, because you don't want to deal with her.
I'm not ready for that.
You're not ready for that. So this is the thing about how we are. You got her pregnant, right? There's nothing to fucking say you have to marry her. Now, we're not going to get into all that being good daddy. I'm not fucking Maury. I'm saying like this. The reason is there's no upside for you. Think about you for a second. What's the upside?
Yeah, she's putting it out like, oh, you're gonna have a baby before you get married and stuff like that.
And you know what you do? Here's the thing, dude.
He wasn't alone.
Poppy, what? This is what I'm saying. Do you understand?
No.
Wait, hold on. Don't go nowhere.
He didn't just get her pregnant. She was there. She's responsible, too. Side.
Okay, good. All right.
It's like, how do you get somebody pregnant that's like, oh, okay,
yeah, but when she, that, the point is, though, is that.
She's trying to guilt her.
She, yeah, the point is, she wants to, she's on, you know what you're doing? You know what you gotta do? And remember, the fucking theme of this show, one of the, we're gonna think of some principles,
okay.
some commandments. Commandment number one, it's your fault, the guy. Never forget that, fellas. What they do is what they do. It's typical. Your girl, trust me, there's a fucking guy out there somewhere that got muscled into marrying a girl because of the typical utopian shit of, we gotta get married because I don't want my kid to be a bastard and all that. Fucking, that bullshit is from 1906, motherfucker. That's when people used to fuck on top of jukeboxes. That's happy days. That's what Tom Bosley said to Marion. She said, you got me pregnant. We gonna have Richard Cunningham. You gotta marry me. That's what they do now. Now it's 2007, dude. Y'all both fucked. You got pregnant. She did. Now, did y'all discuss abortion? And she wouldn't get an abortion. She wouldn't get an abortion.
48 hours old.
No. It hasn't came up like that. It's like, you know, I'm considering it, but she's like dead set on having
a kid. She's gonna have the kid.
How
old is she?
I'm 25.
And how old is she?
She's 25 too.
She's
the thing is, we broke up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
After 2 years, and we then got back together.
And then you know, got pregnant.
This is her way of just, I guess, it's a trap.
Yeah, it is. Then don't let it trap you.
But don't be upset if she moves on and marries somebody else and has her kid with you. You know what I mean?
Listen, man.
Yeah, I know.
Josh, you can let everybody. You can put in your 2 cents, right? But I'm gonna tell you something, man. It's very hard, see, and you care about her, right?
Yeah.
This is the fucked up thing. This is the tough thing. Where life is separated in terms of this relationship thing. It's separated between motherfuckers that don't give a fuck about a bitch. Now, if he didn't give a fuck about a bitch, he'd just be like, you goofy fucking hoe. You gonna trap me? You ain't shit. But you gotta understand that emotion is edited out because he cares about her, but he still feels that way. You goofy fucking bitch, you trying to trap me? Do you know I was fucking my girl in the ass the other day? And I came, right? And I thought that it was in the, I was checking while we were fucking to make sure my dick was in the hole I wanted it in. And I checked with my 2 fingers. You said, are you checking to make sure your dick, you're not caught in my, I said, fuck shit! Yes! I don't want a fucking, I don't understand how you, it's like, look, man, this is your life, nigga.
Right.
It is.
This is your life. You know what? That kid is going to be your kid. You take care of your kid, all that shit, all that good shit.
I will, man.
But fuck that. If you know what you do when you say I'm not getting married to you? You say it with no emotion that she can feed off. She's gonna roll around this fucking ground like Larry from the Three Stooges. She gonna do the run spin in a circle. She's gonna cry. She's gonna go, oh, mother, how can you do that? You gonna look, I love you. Listen, if I had a choice, I would probably get an abortion because I'm not ready to have a baby and all that good stuff. A lot of you motherfuckers better learn how to pull out and do it porno style, nigga. Right on the chin. Nah, we ain't gonna go in the way. Why would we do that to motherfuckers? We're talking about pulling out. Fuck that shit.
You don't have to worry about anything. Stop fucking.
Hell yeah, dude. It only took once, man.
No, the girls are goofy shit like Yeah. I mean, dude, listen, I know you sound very sad about it, but I'm gonna tell you something, man. Fuck that.
Haven't you heard Anthony Akumia's story?
Hell yeah, dude. That's.
Do you want that to happen to you in 2 years when you eventually divorce her? It's cheaper to just pay.
It's gonna happen if I stick with it.
That's exactly. What you're gonna do is marry somebody else.
It's gonna be cheaper just to pay for the kid.
Any woman is gonna push your boundaries until you stop her.
Hey, Josh. You gotta condition yourself. Here's what you gonna do right now, right? Go out to a club and practice saying shit that women will get mad at. Go into a bar, I'm telling you. Go someplace and just go, your fucking hair looks ridiculous. And practice,
you know what?
He'll get pussy to boot. Because you have to practice something. There's muscles that you have to exercise that you don't have. I've exercised that. Fuck that bitch's tears. Fuck her goddamn. I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna run around mad. I'm gonna threaten you. I'm gonna call your mama a bitch. Fuck all of that. You gotta practice, like, being hard, dude, because you love her. That's the hard thing. My girl wants to move in, nigga.
Wow.
It's pressure for me to go, for her to go, my toilet, when it flushes all over the ground. I go, what do you need me to do? You're here. I need you to have your own place because I don't want to look at you every fucking day. I don't want you in my house. Not another room, bitch. I don't want your presence, your energy in here. I don't want it.
Yeah, dude.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's another thing. I'm buying a house here shortly, and she's already planning to move in.
Nigga, here's what you do. I'm telling you. Listen, man, Josh. Do not fucking... Listen, man. You gotta start... Women, you gotta start before it gets out of control. Meaning, one of my boys... I told you the story. One of my boys got all his shit broken in his house and all that shit. His girl came and threw his computer in the bathtub.
What?
All kind of crazy shit, right? But that, you don't just start out like that. A bitch don't just start out like that.
No.
If you give in now, Josh, if you don't just say to her, look, you gotta say to her, look, baby, I know that, I'm not gonna say that our baby that we made is a mistake, but I am not marrying you. Now, you make your decision. Now, it's almost like Kaiser Sosa, remember that shit, the usual suspects?
Yeah.
He would rather kill his own family than have somebody hold him hostage, because he's not going to let nobody have power over them like that. So if she threatens you to take the baby, she threatens to do this and that, you look at her like she's fucking stupid and say, look, my 2 years that I might spend in jail for your lying is worth it, bitch. And you be cold. That's the only way to do it.
And righteous.
You be cold and righteous. Thank you, sir. Be righteous, Josh. You do it because you... And I'm telling you, if you marry her, you're going to be marry her unrighteously, man. This is not the move you want to make. You understand?
I'm ready when I'm ready.
You don't have to be cold-hearted bastard about it.
No, yes, I'm ready when I'm ready.
Don't listen to her.
You need to be true to yourself. But you don't have to be an asshole.
How is he? Okay, wait a minute. We gotta walk this guy through this.
You have to consider yourself first, just like Patrice says.
Wait a minute, Josh. Let me ask you, Kareth.
Yeah.
If he's not the cold-hearted, like, meaning, not like some evil motherfucker, but he just...
Listen, I can't do this. I'm not ready to do this. I support you, but this I cannot do.
Do you see what you're feeding? He's feeding her a lie. See, like a fish, the fish is going to keep biting until it gets...
He can't do it. He's not ready to marry her, so he won't.
Know that your style... Okay, we're going to have this conversation. Thanks, Josh, for calling. Keep listening. Hang up.
That's a lot, Josh.
Let's have this conversation.
Okay.
Let's role play. I got you pregnant.
Yes. Okay. And I don't want to get married to you.
No.
What?
Why would that be the
same?
Some
people don't want to do that. I want to make
a girlfriend. Who gives a fuck about your girlfriend?
She got pregnant. She didn't want to get married.
Are you fucking out of your mind?
What? Never mind, bitch. Pop, Poppy. All right. I got you pregnant. I got you pregnant. And you want to get married. That's the scenario.
You gotta want to get married. That's kind of hard for Poppy to comprehend.
Yeah, because Poppy had a tube side at 13. I love cum. Can you role play?
Yes, I can.
All right, I got you pregnant.
Yes.
You do not. I don't want to get married.
I do.
But
I'm
you want to get married. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, no, I think it would be best to agree.
All right, next caller, man. Hey, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Hold on.
That was the narrative before.
She didn't even say action. Like,
she was like,
she has the same voice she has as a regular bitch. Like, she goes, you know, I think she sounds just like the same bitch that annoyed me.
Unit. You can only do that if we get married.
Is that how it starts? Angry?
My hormones are going crazy.
Calm down.
Okay.
Calm down.
At least we know she won't have a film career ever.
Listen, any director listen to this shit. Her name is Joanne Smith. That's good. She won't have a career.
She's gonna be in Chris Rock's next movie.
The Queen of England doesn't go.
Now, I think we should keep this family unit.
Family unit, bitch. I came in you by mistake. Bitch, this is an awful situation. Family unit. I'm gonna push you down the escalator in a minute. You can come back up and put you down.
She met you on a road gig. Chuck a buck.
Take you to the Indianapolis 500. Get the closest seat.
You're evil.
When he crashed that tire, hit you right in the belly. So, never mind. We're going back to role play later. You fucked it up, bitch. It's your family unit. Josh, do not get married to that bitch if you don't want to. Trust me.